we kept getting to 12 and to 12, and then we got it up, and I thought we'd kind of put that dagger in there, and High Point came back. That would be a little disappointing to have them come back after you guys kind of thought you had them on the ropes.
Well, they're a veteran team. They're used to winning. You know, I knew they were going to fight till the end, and it was going to come down to us taking care of the basketball and sticking with our shot selection. You know, that game got a little too fast at certain points for us, and because of that, they were able to score fast. And obviously, when you're up, you don't want to allow another team to score fast. So, but you know what? Proud of our group for kind of riding the ship down the stretch, you know, hitting free throws when it mattered, and, you know, just being ready to stay tough the whole time. You know, the offensive rebounds were huge, too.
Yeah, 15 offensive rebounds. You win the glass by 11, 39-28. Yep. And we talked pregame. You got Allie Welling involved early.
Yep.
You got her involved again late. I thought Cassidy and Katie both did great jobs driving and drawing those defenders, and Allie was there in the right spot to pick up those buckets.
Yeah, you know, it's great when, you know, we can get both Katie and Cassidy both being playmakers and, you know, the other three on the floor being great finishers. You know, and that's sort of what happened today. You know, early, you know, we got Kiana on a couple threes, you know, from plays being made off the bounce. You know, and late it was our bigs that were kind of the benefactors of both Katie and Cassidy kind of getting a piece of the paint. So, you know, we've just got to continue to grow. We got to continue to, you know, finish things around the rim a little bit better. You know, I think there were some easy ones that we missed that could have really kind of probably blown this thing wide open. So we got to clean that up a little bit. But really proud of the team.
Got to be very pleased with the start as well. 25 points again in that opening quarter, really
yep.
coming out and setting the tone for this of the game.
Yeah, you know, we had a game plan coming in, what we wanted to look for offensively, and, you know, we were able to kind of get to it, so it was great.
Team seemed to be just a step quicker than High Point all night and really was a beneficiary of that slightly slower defenders and getting some foul calls early that also helped.
For sure. You know, it was a game where there were a lot of fouls called, a lot of hands, and, you know, we knew kind of coming into this game that High Point was going to be a kind of a high-risk, high-reward defensive team, and, you know, it was going to be us having to be very tough. We were going to have to step to passes and take a hit, you know, and if we stepped to that pass and took a hit, it might be a foul, and if we didn't step to it, it was going to be a steal. So I really challenged the kids before the game that, you know, this was going to be a toughness game, and I think it was.
And again, multiple people stepping up. Sarah Donovan, though, again, 19 points, 13 rebounds. She had all five starters with six or more points, and just really balanced scoring from this team. I think you're going to see that all season.
That's what we need to do to be successful. You know, I've told our team this is not a one-man show. This isn't a one-man hero program. Not one person's going to be it all the time. You know, we got to be able to share it. You know, it's got to be a we over me thing. And, you know, I think you're starting to really see that brand of basketball out of our program, and it's something we need to continue to grow with.
A little sloppy late, but but turnovers did a good job for the first three quarters, really holding on to the basketball and taking advantage of the possessions that you got.
Absolutely. You know, and I think in a lot of ways we did our work early with the offensive rebounding to gain some of those possessions back, some of the ones we gave late. You know, we were able to get on the offensive glass. And to me, you know, whenever you can have, you know, 15 offensive rebounds or whatever it is, you know, those extra possessions are huge, you know. So I was really happy with that.
You look at it, 17 points off their turnovers, 19 second chance points. That's right at half the points are off turnovers and
Absolutely.
Second chance points. So it's, it's taking care of the little things.
For sure. You know, and we got to continue to do that. Get a little break right now, you know, before we have to head up north. But, you know, hopefully we'll get our legs back under us. It's been a long stretch.
Yeah, three games in 6 days.
Absolutely.
And now a nice break before you head up to Princeton. So I'll let you get to the team, and congrats on the win, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Eric.
Davidson head coach Gail Coates Folks on the postgame show. The Wildcats with a 71-62 win over High Point, improved to 4-3 on the season.